ओम शांति। ऑल आर हैप्पी और वेरी वेरी हैप्पी, वेरी वेरी हैप्पी बिकॉज यू ऑल एंजॉयड दीपावली। यू हैव सीन इन शांतिवन, इन ज्ञान सरोवर, इन पांडव भवन, यस, हाउ इन इंडिया वी आर सेलिब्रेटिंग दिवाली फेस्टिवल, यस। And afterwards, today the topic is how to overcome fear. Because Baba is telling always, in all the Murlis, always this word will be there. Always you must be happy. Yes, always you must be what is called smiling face, just like a deities. But when it is possible, so all want to become happy always. But there is one condition. Whatever we have done in past actions, they are emerging in the form of dreams, in the form of thoughts, and they disturb. Such as some actions I have done in past, in ignorance, there is no knowledge, law of action. And all those actions are not pure, negative, harmful action to others. So those past actions, they emerge in the form of dreams, in the form of thoughts. Then our that smile, happiness disappears. Fear is coming. Because we know for each action there is a reaction. And there is no excuse of ignorance of law of action. Is it? For each action we know this. That's why if any soul, human being, he do not know this law of action, and he is gone doing negative criminal actions, harming others, disturbing others' life, giving sorrow, till he may say, I do not know what is law of action. But it is a universal law. Each action is recorded. And they will emerge when we are on the bed. So we cannot take sound sleep. We cannot take physical rest, mental rest. So when you are on the bed, so we cannot take comfortable rest. So negative thoughts are coming. Dreams are coming. They create fear in our life. Till we take some medicine, some wines, we suppress, but for short periods. Each day the past actions they will emerge. So there is a fear in our life. That is one fear from the past action. Second fear is there. We listen some evils, negative thoughts, we listen from others, we read some book, we see some scenes, but we have not done. We see. It will also create fear, just like when you are driving in a car, so we see there is a heavy accident. We are safe, we do not know. But we see certain scenes. So whenever you sit in car, that thought, that scene will emerge. Oh, then you will be alert. The thought is coming. That scene is emerging. For fraction of second, it will create a fear. What will happen? So it is temporary. So when you see, we read, we listen certain things, so there is also fear in our life. So it is there. So what to be done? What is solution for this? Now we require for every problem, for every situation, so we require solution. These things are there. We know, you all know better than me. So what is going on? In each step, in worldly life, is it? So we require, so what is the solution? So Baba has given in different murlis, and my experience is telling, suppose we know very well, because always it is said, what is that? We know better than you, I know myself better than you. So what I have done? That feeling will be there. The intellect is a true intellect. So whatever I am doing, whatever is in me, I feel, I realize. So that fear will be there. That never allow me, even though all are laughing, all are enjoying their life, but inside there is something. So we cannot laugh, we cannot enjoy in that situation. Because there is an internal fear which cannot be seen, other person cannot see. It is internal. So what to be done? So Baba is telling that clean yourself, purify yourself. So He is the Supreme Father. He came to purify us. So He is called, who is He? Why we go to doctor? We know there is a pain, physical pain. So to cure that pain, to get relief from that pain, we go to physician. If there is no physical disease, we never go. So we cannot tolerate that pain, that sorrow. So we require the help of physician. So if there is a spiritual sorrow, fear, subtle fear, so what to be done? So Baba said, the Supreme Father, He is called, He is a purifier. He is a liberator. He is liberating us. He is purifying us. How? By power. So if you want to become fearless, first meditation must be there. Now what is that meditation? In one word it is said, activate your consciousness. Connect with the Supreme Consciousness. So if I have done something wrong, the inner conscience is biting. So we cannot enjoy our life, we cannot be happy always. Always there will be internal fear will be there. Yes, this is this. I have done this. Always those things are reminding me. So Baba is telling always, erase the negativity. Erase the impure actions, which evil actions which I have done. So that meditation is necessary. So what is that meditation? Activate your consciousness and connect with the Supreme Consciousness. So how to activate? So when you sit in meditation, how you do meditation? Why you are doing meditation? How you are doing meditation? Just creating positive thoughts is meditation? Is it? Not only creating positive, because there are two things. Mind is creating, but along with that there is an intellect. So there is a difference in worldly meditation and in this university. The meditation is different. World is telling, activate your consciousness and connect with me. But here it is, what is concentration? What is meditation? Develop your concentration first. First be soul conscious. First detach yourself. I means not body, I means the soul. Be in soul conscious first. Then we realize what is in me. When I realize myself, if any defects are there, then what is the solution for that? When I realize there is a body, then I think about the body pain. Oh, why this is pain? I am in body conscious. So that pain, I think about that disease. I am increasing that sorrow, that pain. When I am thinking, giving attention on that. So Baba is telling, when you think, ask yourself, who is I am? And what is my form? When I came from my home, how I came? And what is my present form, present condition? What are my qualities? When I activate, what are my qualities? Innate activities, qualities. I see the difference. I compare myself. And from where I came? When I activate myself like this, when compare with my father, I belong to whom? From where I came, I belong to whom? Who is my father? And what he is telling? All this, when we realize, then we fully activate. And for that, if when I realize there is a defect in me, he said, take power from me. If there is a pain, I have to apply the medicine. Not just I know the medicine, I have kept along with me. It is not sufficient. I have to apply it. So when I sit in meditation, connect with him and compare, who is he? He said, I am ocean of pure. I am a purifier. I am peaceful. I am having that anger, peacelessness. By his power, I clean, I charge. So if I am doing like this, that is what Baba said today also in early in the morning, Murli, if you have given attention. Today what Baba said regarding this? Because you have to listen, because early in the morning Baba is giving everything. Whole day we have to work on that. It is a food. Baba said, with full determination, realize your defects. Yes? Not only realization. Each day, Amrutvela, early in the morning, remind, yes, I have to remove this. Each day I have to realize, not only one day. Each day I have to apply the medicine. Not only one day. So that Baba said, one day you make, we realize with full determination that this is a defect. We realize, yes, I have anger. And it is good, it is not good for my personality. We realize. And I do not want to get angry. It is not sufficient. Each day when you sit in meditation, activate yourself fully, connect with him, compare with him, who is he? I belong to whom? My father is always pure. My father is always peaceful. And how, who is I am? So I compare. And what he has said for that? He said, take this medicine. Apply this medicine. Is it? So when there is a headache, oh, yesterday doctor has given me this medicine. Today also there is a headache. We remember that doctor, that medicine. And we take it. So he is a supreme surgeon. He is telling, each day, unless we get complete cure, apply this medicine. Or only one day. Always. So that Baba said today, each day Amrit Vela. But first, not suddenly, initially connect with the connection with Father. Compare yourself, who is he and who is I am. What he is doing, what I am doing. Because Son shows Father. What he has taught to me and what he has said to me. When you see him, then we realize that is application of power on our sanskars. So like this way, each day I am doing this. After sometimes a constant effort, not only 1-2 days. Constant effort is necessary. So we can see the result day by day. The emerging force, the negative habits, dreams, day by day they will going to erase. Systematic effort will give you result. Not just, I am having love for the Baba. Love is not everything. Is it? Baba said, all children are having 100% love. But along with that, what is necessary? Yes, full connection with the Almighty. Power is necessary. With that power, we can erase. We can heal. We can cure. This is one part. But once again, second, mind is there. So knowledge is also necessary. So whenever you see, suppose there is an ice cream, we know it is not good for my health. Till when you see ice cream, thought is coming. As? Whenever we know it is not good for my health, there is a coughing. We know we should not eat it. Till when somebody is eating, ice cream is available. When we see, then thought is coming. Desire is coming. Is it right? So what to be done? So Baba said, so it is there, we are staying in family. So we cannot run away, we cannot close our eye. But convince your mind. So who will convince? Who will convince? The intellect. So how that intellect will going to convince the mind? On the basis of knowledge. When you are listening early in the morning, Baba is giving knowledge. So if we are giving attention on that, if you are listening with full attention, we note down, we convince, we keep that knowledge emerge. How to keep that knowledge emerge? Anybody knows? So whole day we can churn? No, the how you can keep that Murli point emerge? In previous class I have given attention, given explanation. Because it is said, healthy mind in healthy body. Healthy mind. So for the healthy body, minimum 3 times in a day we are feeding food. Is it? If you want to keep your body very healthy, what you are doing? Minimum 3 times in a day we take care of this body. If you want to keep your mind healthy, what to be done? 1 time in a day. 1 time if you take food, it is sufficient. We can be healthy. No, minimum 3 times is necessary. So how to eat that spiritual food? So whatever early in the morning Baba is giving, take only 1 Murli point as per your choice. Note down. keep along with you. So after listening Murlikas, we go to breakfast. So and we are having two hands. With one hand feed with this body. Another hand, if you are having in your pocket along with you, remove. And read what Baba said. It is a food for the mind. Is it? Same time. Because whole day we are busy with many activities. Yes, we have to do it. Till we give, we spare time to take care of this body. Minimum 3 times in a day. Morning breakfast, afternoon lunch, and in the evening, dinner. Similar, along with this, there is no separate time is not necessary. When you are sitting for lunch, when you are sitting for dinner, take care of the body. You have to give food for this body to keep healthy. But along with that, to keep healthy mind, feed, remind what Baba said today. We forget, that's why keep, write on a small paper, keep along with you. Possible? So if you are feeding like this way 3 times in a day minimum, the intellect, that is called mind, is healthy mind and a healthy body. There is a balance. Otherwise healthy body, weak mind. If any person is very weak, he is having fears. He cannot face, he cannot tolerate. Yes, big power is necessary. Physical fitness is there. Physical strength is there. The spiritual strength is also, mental strength is also necessary. For that, each day, the food is given. Select only one Murli point. Keep that one Murli point whole day active. For that, not always, for few days, we have to create this habit. Note down, 3 times in a day, morning, afternoon, in the evening, feed yourself, remind yourself. Morning I read, I have note down, it is not sufficient. Whole day we cannot remember. Because our intellect is not so pure to remember these pure versions. So initially, 1 week minimum, you have to create this habit. If you are creating like this way, that is called healthy mind, knowledgeful heart, that intellect. If any attraction, any negative thoughts, any fear is coming, the intellect will convince. No, it is not this like this way. I should not do like this way. But whatever Baba has given knowledge, that you will remember. Baba said, always, I am along with you. Take help from me. Always keep company with me. Many things has explained. So, but we have to remember it. To remember, you have to note down. We have to feed minimum 3 times in a day. Then I will remember. Whenever the situation is coming, intellect will remind. Intellect will activate. And you will convince yourself. Otherwise, it is very easy to teach others, to convince others. But it is very difficult to convince the self. Many situations are coming. So how to convince ourselves? Mind is very naughty. Mind will attract. Some thoughts will come. But intellect is knowledgeful and powerful. Early in the morning, I am charging. The system is there. Activate and connect and compare. So if you are powerful and knowledgeful, then we can convince ourselves. Because many situations are coming, many thoughts are coming from the past, from the present, some scenes, some situations, they will come because it is the end of the cycle. But if we are having these two things, so we can stay, maintain our stage fearless. Many situations will also happen. There are many practical experiences also. Baba is telling always, keep company along with me. How? Suppose you are traveling in a car, the driver is driving very roughly, what to be done? You are helpless. Driving is in his hand. We are just sitting. But his driving is not good. What to be done? He is going very fast. His driving is very rough. What to be done? So Baba said, you activate yourself. I am not alone. You remember. You prepare yourself. Do not convince him. Do not stop him. Do not tell him anything to him. You prepare, because first your safety. I can protect myself. That we never do. We convince him, oh, do not drive fast, do not do this. So we cannot change his habit. So what Baba said, you prepare. So if you are remembering Baba, I am along with you. So what you have said me, if you are remembering him, remembering means what he said in different Murlis. Baba said, Baba is along with me. I am son of that Almighty. I am having all the powers. Almighty Father is along with me. Nothing will happen. I am in his lap. If you are remembering, if you are thinking about him, many situations will happen. But we will be safe. Because we are not alone. That's why Baba is telling, keep company along with me. Because we cannot change the situations. We cannot change the person. But we can protect ourselves. So when you sit in car, in plane, there is a fear. Something may happen. What will do? We are helpless sometimes because control is not in my hand. But for in that such situation, Baba said, you can protect. How to protect? At that time, you remember me. How to remember? So whatever Baba has said, Baba said, yes, oh, he is my father. I am his son. I am a soul, point of light, I am son of Almighty. My Father is along with me. So he is having many powers. Think about what he is having. What are those powers? My Father is always pure. Think while traveling, when you are sitting in plane, when you are sitting in car. So when you remember his powers, many situations may come before you, but we will be safe. Because I am not alone, I am along with Almighty, along with my Father. So many such situations are coming. So Baba is telling, always keep my company. But how to keep? It is so easy to tell. But it's practically, these two things are necessary. First, I have to keep my intellect clean. So that meditation must be very clear. If I am not having power, I listen, I read many things, but I cannot remember. Intellect, the heart is not clean. Which is that heart? This heart? Here there is a heart. Heart is here. Where is that heart? Soul is soul. Heart is not in the soul. Heart is there in the soul? Where is that heart? Baba is telling, clean heart, pure heart. Which is that heart? Intellect is the heart of the soul. If when you sit in the car or in the plane, already you have seen many scenes, many things happen in our life. So when you sit, there is already memories there in my heart. And when you sit in car, that memory will activate. So fear will come. So what to be done? So Baba is telling, so when such situations are coming, we know many things. It has happened in our life. And it will emerge. When you sit in car, that scene will come. That memory will activate. So Baba said, what to be done at that time? You remember, no, I am not alone now. At that time, I was alone. Now, along with me, Almighty Father is there. I am His child. Talk to Him. So who is He? He is always peaceful. He is always pure. I am His child. I am a pure child. I am peaceful. So He is having qualities, powers. So remember, think on those powers. So if you are keeping your mind and intellect, heart engaged in His remembrance, many situations will happen. But we are safe. We do not know anything. We feel as if we are in His lap. We are in His company. So if we are doing, whenever you sit in plane, in car, while traveling, so if we are doing, then only we will feel, yes, we are safe. Situations will happen. Karmic account is there. But till Baba said, nothing will disturb you. Nothing will shake you. If you are along with me, if you are, we are in His company, so how to keep all the situations His company? So this is necessary. Clean intellect is necessary, clean heart. And in that heart, knowledge, whatever He has given, that I have to remember. How to remember? Just listening early in the morning sometimes. We listen the Murli. But somebody will ask in the evening, what Baba said today? Do not know. Yes? So that it is not so easy just to remember. Our intellect is engaged, heart is engaged with many things, many rubbish things. So what to be done? So that each day one Murli point you take, minimum 3 times, minimum is it, feed yourself. And whenever you meet with others, share with others, morning, afternoon, in the evening. So that information, it is a weapon. Keep emerge. Anytime any situation may come, we can apply it. To emerge, it must be emerge. To keep that knowledge emerge, these two things must be done. We listen, we take down, but feed yourself minimum 3 times. And fourth one is share with others. Morning, afternoon, when you meet somebody, share. Yes, Baba said this. So it is active. And when you think on that, if it is active, if you are free, Baba said this, natural mind will start working. Churning will be there. Just once, if you listen, we cannot churn. Many things are there in heart. Our heart is not so clean. It is filled with many things. So this practice is necessary initially. So if we are doing this, so you can go any corner of the world. Do anything. That's why always Baba is telling, keep me along with you. Use me. Yes? Be combined with me. How to be combined? This is, talk to him. When you are sitting in plane, sitting in car, keep his company. How to keep? He's subtle. He's in incorporeal world and we are here. This is the system. To keep this, to emerge this, early in the morning, these two things are necessary. The perfect meditation is important. Charge yourself. If my intellect, heart is not clean, we cannot remember. Even you note down. So how to keep that knowledge emerge, to use? Because situation never come with informant. They never tell you, I will come within 1 minute or within 1 hour. Suddenly it will come. Without knowing. Is it? Without any pre-intervention. So always we must be ready. And Baba has given promise that always my children will be safe. But when? If you have given attention today, Baba has given very good one in for Murli point today. Anybody remembers what is said? Who will come and sit in front of me? Baba said in the Murli, if any situation, any difficulties will come in your life, what is the solution? Baba said, come and sit in front of me. But who will come and sit in front of Baba? What? Yes, what he is, how he is, one who has experienced him. Who is he? He is my father, merciful. But along with that, he is my teacher. He has taught me, child, you should not do this. That also you remember when you come in front of your father, oh, my father has given me. He taught me this, even though I have done this mistake. And who is he? He is Dharmaraj. That also we know, who is he? If I have done some mistake, he will punish. With this understanding. And who is he? How is he? Where is he? With this understanding, if you come and sit in front of him, see, you will omit everything. You will tell him everything freely, open. Then, with Baba said, you will experience that Baba is blessing. Baba's hand is in my head. Means his blessing is there. His protection is there. He will guide me. He will help me. But these two things are necessary. Just you go and sit in front of Baba's room. In front of Baba it is not sufficient. These two things are necessary. Otherwise we go and sit in front of Baba's room. In Baba's cote, Baba room, Baba's picture. It is not sufficient. For that clarity is given. You must experience with divine intellect. Who is he? How is he? Where is he? He is my father. He is my teacher. So, you know what my father has taught to me. He said, child, you should not do this till I have done. That fear will be there. And he is my father also. Oh yes, my father. He will bless me. He will forgive me. Yes, he will love me. That is also there. Then anything goes wrong, openly, without fear, you keep before him. That's why Baba said, then we will experience his cooperation is there, because he is merciful. He is loveful. He came to guide us. He came to help us. So each day Baba is giving only points. We have to give, listen, understand, convince yourself. That's why it is said, listening, reading is not everything. But take some Murli point, talk to you. While eating, whole day, what Baba said? In my life, such situations come, what I have to do? But what Baba solution has given? Think, prepare, convince, and store it. It is experience. Today there is no such situation. Sometimes some situations may come. We can use that experience. So each day when you are listening, Murli, it is not just listening and living. It is not just time passing. Attention is important. Take one or two points which you like, what Baba has given. Solution. Each day is given new solution. Child, if it is this, do this. Think on that, prepare, experience today only. Churn on that, convince yourself, feed it in your memory. That experience will come when situation will come in our life anytime after 10 years. Yes, on that day Baba has explained like this way. It is an instrument, it is a weapon. Anytime situation may come, we can apply it. The application of knowledge on our habits. Deep rooted certain habits are there. So how to change? For that knowledge is also necessary. To convince the mind. And to erase, to purify, to clean, the power is also necessary. So morning half an hour systematic effort. Evening half an hour if you are doing systematic meditation, we can see. And we will get satisfaction. Yes, today there is no interruption. Mind and intellects, the one word is used, line clear from here to incorporeal world. Mind and intellect must travel without any interruption. So line clear. Second, connection clear. When you reach there, you have to connect with him. And third, if you want to stay there for a long period, long time, what is necessary? His relation. Connection. First line clear. Second connection. Third relation. Who is he? He is my father. He is my teacher. What he has taught me. If any confusion, anything is that, ask him, because he is my teacher. If any doubt, anything is there, he is my father. Talk to him, build that relation with him. So we can connect with him, we can stay along with him. So how deep connection we are having, so much we can charge. And we know, just to keep a piece of paper in heavy sunshine, it never burn into ash. If you hold a lens, when you concentrate, the sun rays on that paper, yes, and without shaking your hand, full focus is there. After some minutes, we can see the change in that paper. Not just keeping. System is necessary for everything. Systematic effort will bring a change. Sometimes we realize, that's why Baba said today, do checking. We do checking, yes, I get angry. Anger is not good. I get disturbed. I do not like it. Checking we do. But how to change? How to change that after checking? When I see there is a black dot on my cloth, I see, I realize. But how to remove it? I have to try different soaps. With this soap when I apply, it never go. I am go on searching. After some time somebody will say, apply this soap. I will apply that also. Till there is no change. So I have to go on work. I have to do many experiments. After that, a sincere and honest effort. Sincere and honest and continuous. Effort is necessary. Not just you apply one soap, it is not going, leave it. No, that black dot will be there permanent. Whenever we wear this cloth, oh, it is black dot. I do not like it. What to be done? It is till it is there. We know, we realize our defects. But what is solution? That solution is Baba is going first, early in the morning. We have to give time for that. And system, when you give it, we are not doing meditation for anybody else. Not to satisfy Baba. Not to show somebody, it is my for myself. Sincerely, honestly, systematically, I am doing for myself. And the whole cycle, this is the only one opportunity I get to clean, to purify myself. That also I have to remember. In the whole cycle, once this opportunity I get, if I miss, if I don't care, if I am not giving attention in this opportunity, afterwards, in the whole cycle, I have to repent. Oh, it is too late to realize. So now, try to understand the importance of time. This time is for what? How I have to use this time? For what purpose I have to use? That also must be known. If I am charging, if I am taking care of myself, then even though many things are there, even though I have done many things, till I can overcome. Because His company is there and He is ready to give company. He said, I am free. Use me. It is depends with you. How much you use me. In each step, in each thought, we can keep company with Him. We can listen Him. We can talk to Him. But that understanding is there. We give hours together to talk with others, worldly things. And we know the importance of the time. If I really realize the importance of this time, I feel, oh, it is waste of time. So that same time I will use, I will sit in Baba's room. I will sit anywhere else. And I'll talk to Him. Even though I'm in traveling, even though I'm doing some work, physical work, cooking, cleaning, any work, while doing work also, I can keep His company. That is called Karma Yoga. While doing action, how to keep company with Him? There is no need to leave everything and sit. While you do cooking, you do cleaning, you do any physical work. And along with that, it is Karma Yoga. Along with that, early in the morning, I have to sit, be in soul conscious and connect with Him. Now we will do half an hour meditation. Okay, 7 to 7:30. Yes, you want to do it? How, if you get dozing, what will do? It is not the time to sleep. Yes, so it is the time to remember Him. Sleeping time is there. That when you go to dining table and if you get dozing, what will happen? It is time to eat. Is it? So this is the time, half an hour, to eat. To take or charge all the powers. So how you will sit? How you will do meditation? During half an hour, 1 second, your mind and intellect cannot go here and there. Possible? Straight a line clear from here to there. For that says the system. If I am constantly looking sister, she cannot see here and there. I am looking her. She is having full attention. Oh, somebody is looking me. She cannot see here and there. So full alertness is there. Attention is there. So when I sit in meditation, how to keep my these two powers alert? Mind and intellect. Talk, dialogue, talk to each other. So it will develop concentration. So Father, there's a system. When you sit, keep your eye open, focus here, and talk to you. If you stop 1 second, somebody is waiting to enter. Yes? Somebody is ready to knock your door. There are many rubbish things are there. Do not allow 1 second pause. So go on, talk to self. How to keep talking? So that is called line clear. Just you sit to ask, who am I? Wait, intellect is giving answer. Yes, I am so and so. Yes, I am a soul. What is soul? Yes, I am point of light. What is that point of light? Oh, I am having mind. There is one power to think. So what my mind is creating? Why these thoughts are coming? Oh, what I am having? I am having intellect. Intellect is a I. Understanding power is there. My sanskars. What type of sanskars I have recorded? And why I am sitting here? To erase it, to clean it. So self first, who am I? Slowly. Second, what is my form? I am a soul, point of light. Do not try to see like this way. You cannot see in the middle of forehead. Sometimes I am saying, oh, we cannot see. It is inside. So feeling, yes, I am a soul, point of light, just like a shining star, sitting in the middle of forehead. Stay in that, yes, I am this. Then what are my qualities? There are 7 qualities. One by one, ask, activate them. Yes, when I born, when I came on this earth, how I came? Now I have to go back to my home. How I have to go? I came pure. And I want to go back with pure. When I came, I was peaceful. So there are seven qualities. Active slowly, slowly. Compare. Realize, yes, these are the my qualities. Keep your mind and intellect engaged. Do not leave 1 minute free. If you keep free, some negative thoughts are there. Memories are there. They will attack. Then we say, when we sit in meditation, other thoughts are coming. They are coming from where? If the door is open, somebody will come, no? Keep your door, mind and intellect, active. Use them. Never allow to activate past memories. If you do not want to allow, so what to be done? So keep your receiver, mind and intellect, engaged. So first you ask, who am I? What is my form? Then what are my qualities? And what is I am doing? What is my function? Yes, I am using this body, driving this car. But now I am sitting in meditation. I should not use body. I should not see here and there. I should not use my hand. I should not use my body. It is car. Car is different. And I am is different. Yes, I am having habit of using this body. But now I am sitting. I do not want to use this body. That's why Baba said, detach. You cannot detach as it is. We have to give order to your intellect. Intellect, you should not use. Do not see here and there. Do not use your hands. Because there is a habit. So I have to convince. I am detached from this body. So why I am sitting here? Yes, I want to remember my father. Where is he? He is beyond space. So where is he? How is he? What he is? He is having 8 powers. He is always ocean of power, pure. He is ocean of peace. Take one by one. Compare how is my father and how is I am. What he is doing? He is knowledgeful. He is coming and giving knowledge. What I am doing? Whatever he is teaching, whatever he is giving knowledge, I have to teach others, I have to tell others. That is served to humanity. What he is doing? Same thing. Follow Father. So compare with him. In this communication, if you are using this half an hour, you see totally you forget. Body and body relation. No worldly thoughts will come. body related thoughts will come because mind and intellect is kept engaged. Channelize your power as per your will and wish. If you are not using, they will work as per their past habit. Their habit. They know how to think, what to think. There's a deep rooted habit. To overcome that, I have to feed. Possible? So we can do now half an hour? Or sleep will come. It is not the time to close eye. Yes, be alert and sit. And you see, Baba is telling power of yoga. What is power of yoga? Power of silence. What is power of silence? So all the souls are thinking one type of thought, not variety thought. Different, only all minds are creating one type of thoughts. So there is a power. That is called positive power. That is called power of yoga. Somebody is thinking, repeating Murli points, somebody is thinking something. No, only in meditation. All minds are creating one type of thought. Then see, you see pin drop silence will be there. And mind is constantly creating, intellect is also giving answer. So mind and intellect engage, all mind and intellects are engaged in one direction. So that create an atmosphere that you will feel, yes, today I have charged. And those are sitting along with you, they will also feel, yes, vibrations are very good. So serve self and help others also. If I am sitting and I am dozing, I am thinking other thoughts, my vibrations are also influenced to others. Yes, that is, attention is also necessary. Because I am not alone. So that attention is also necessary. I must be very alert. Only 15-20 minutes. See, ask yourself, I can use my own powers or they are using me as per their will and wish, as per my past habits. So that I have to ask. So I have to use them, I have to channelize them. And Baba is giving direction. With this system, if you are doing, you see pin drop silence will be there. And you feel, yes, the current is coming. You feel I am charging. Okay, we can do. Any doubts you want to ask? It is okay. Now, there is time to charging. When you are sitting, taking food, you can never close our eye. We never see here and there. So alertness is at, because it is feeding time, feeding the self. There we are feeding the body. It is a food. So attention is important. Okay? Om Shanti.